The La Crosse Democrat, who is running for a seventh term in Congress, says he's as angry as constituents about the situation, but given the information Congress had, inaction would have been worse than supporting the bailout. Republican opponent Paul Stark of Eau Claire argued the plan hasn't helped the economy.
Since that bailout, we have lost nearly $3 trillion in wealth. Since the bailout, it has not worked.
Stark argues the fair tax would do a lot to fix the nation's economy, but he didn't offer any other alternatives to the bailout when given a chance, instead criticizing Kine for the amount of pork barrel spending he and other members of Congress bring home. Kine says the bailout hasn't had a chance to work yet, since no money has been spent.
So this idea that suddenly you pass a bill and overnight everything is cured in our economy is a pipe dream. No one was promising that to the American people.
Libertarian challenger Kevin Barrett of Lone Rock also criticized the bailout but offered an alternative. He says he'd like to end the Federal Reserve and leave the Treasury Department in charge of U.S. currency.
We need to get control over our own currency, nationalize the currency, lend money directly into existence from a window at the Treasury Department, not by going through this monopoly of bankers who are just parasites, who just skim off the top and hoard this wealth.
Kine says now that the financial bailout is in place, Congress needs to do more to regulate the nation's financial system, ensuring accountability without putting too many restrictions on the free market economy. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.